Maya Hall is joining us today. Maya manages the Auckland Women's Centre, and they've strongly condemned the government's proposed transgender bill while reaffirming their support for trans and gender diverse communities across Aotearoa. Maya, thank you for joining us. My name's Dale, and this is Wā Te Tēnā Koe, Maya.
Kia ora, Dale. It's really great to be here.
Thank you. You know, throwing up a solution to a problem that really doesn't exist here, but does appear that it's driven by seeking more political traction, Maya, frustrating to many, and I'll be talking with others as well who are a bit flummoxed by what's the intent behind this this bill. What do you believe will be the most immediate impact of the bill, assuming it goes forward under the coalition arrangement, on trans and gender diverse people in the community, Maya?
So the immediate impacts are already happening. It's making my community feel unsafe and scared and scrutinised because this government is attacking them. And the government will also be making chauvinists feel bolder. This will encourage hate speech and bullying and abuse, and it's extremist and objectionable. What I really want to say to our communities is Aotearoa in general does not share the government's views. There's research on this. The government are not only reprehensible, they're also out of line with people's views and lived reality. As you said before, Dale, this is about mean and cruel and petty politics. Gender diversity has always been here, and it's here to stay in our communities. We all want to live our lives in the way that we want to, free from gender discrimination. Yeah, it is very scary.
I speak with Winston regularly, and we know he's 80. He grew up in a different generation as well, Maya. But he says, no longer will a man be able to go into a woman's changing room in the swimming pools. This is abhorrent, and we won't accept it. We're a nation
This is not about women's safety. That is not about what this this bill is about. The gender queerness is a threat to the patriarchy. That's what this is about. From the Auckland, we're very concerned about women's safety. And clearly gender and transgender, gender diverse people are the main target of this bill. But if we really wanted to make women and communities safer, there would be plenty of actions that the government could take. We could have pay equity. We need increased support for prevention of sexual violence. We need tiriti-based inclusive relationship and sexuality education in schools. And we need secure, safe, affordable housing. If this government cared about women and women's safety, then these are the things that they would do. This gender bill is not working towards safety for women.
Well, most people we accept diversity. It makes for colourful communities and life. But you touched on this patriarchal dominance, and the upshot of it could be more chauvinism and misogyny. It just seems like it's aiming to win votes, but from a very small sector of our community. Most, would you agree, Maya, celebrate in diversity and are unconcerned about how others live their lives. That's their right, so be it. As I say, it makes for colourful communities and country. The patriarchal drives here, how concerned should we be of them?
Yeah, I agree. I think the vast majority of people want to be open and inclusive, but it will embolden the hateful people in our society. We don't need to listen to this government on what they believe a woman should be. I don't want their suspicion about who we are because of what we look like, or our faces or our bodies or the way we dress or how we sound or what we like doing. We want everyone to feel comfortable and not be scrutinized and judged. Basically this bill is encouraging scrutiny and judgment of anyone who doesn't fit into those gender categories.
Maya, the Auckland Women's Centre has been a prominent organisation across generations now. Have you a vehicle to challenge where this bill might take us. I mean, we've discussed its ramifications, but what about standing up to it? What avenues are there for an organisation like the one you represent, the Auckland Women's Centre?
Avenues to standing up to this bill?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose, you know, the first one is check in on your community. This is affecting our transgender community, and you know, those people in your life need you right now. They need you to check in on them. They need you to stand up to this government. You know, we need to vote them out. And we also need to, yeah, understand how this is harming our communities. And having conversations about that is a really great way to do it, as well as, you know, writing letters to your MP and taking action politically as well.
Well, I don't know if it contravenes the treaty and if there's a Māori perspective in there, but it does feel as though, again, we're reminded that the coalition agreement, if you will, is superseding all other aspects of the law. We're looking at job losses and culling ministries for the environment, and that's just on today's program. So here we are. It seems like an assault on our communities, Maya Hall, but I guess this day and age and with this mob, nothing surprises. Just while we have the chance, what are some of the other issues you're involved in or advocating for or championing from your position as manager of the Auckland Women's Centre, Maya?
Thanks. Yeah, we're working on a few things at the moment. We've been working really hard on anti-stalking legislation. So this coming Tuesday, stalking will be illegal in our communities, which is a huge win for women's safety. So that's really exciting. The bill that, you know, that law coming into effect will make women in our community safer, but, you know, there's also lots of work still to do. So we'll continue to hold this government to account to continue to put more protections in for victims of stalking.
Which is significant. We read about them regularly through media outlets, don't we? And, you know, the lives of mums and kids can be absolutely rocked by these stalking behaviours becoming even more prevalent, and with digital stalking becoming a increased reality, we do need to do something about it. What might you say of the impact that stalking that can have on people, and how pleased are you that finally, and after a long time, aspects of it are being addressed legislatively, Maya?
Yeah, absolutely. Stalking can have devastating impacts on individuals. The sinister nature of it being, you know, repeated attacks in sometimes, you know, what might look like menial ways can be really harmful. Also the way that, you know, that stalking is extremely gendered. So when majority women are seeking support, often they're not taken seriously, they're not believed. That impact in the stalking capacity causes a lot of harm. Yeah. So, Dave, what was the second part of your question?
That's how important it is this is recognised. You know, changes in legislation, it's still, the problem still exists, but people can be held to account. Sadly, you know, issues of stalking also are accommodated usually by emotional instability and even mental health issues morph into that situation. But at least we're doing something positive to try and protect those who are the focus of that stalking. And I know there have been a lot of people who have battled to get this one across the line. So we've got that one, and now there's the transgender issues that are being discussed in Parliament. I'm pleased to have an organisation like the Auckland Women's Centre that have played such a prominent role across time in the Tautoko for women's issues, or for gender diverse issues. So lovely to have a cordial with you, Maya, and kia kaha. Kia Maya, kia manawinui. Good catching up with you.
Kia ora, Dale. Much appreciated.
Yeah, likewise. Any time, Maya. Join us on Wātea anytime. Thank you. 6:03, Friday morning.